Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. A child is dead after being accidentally shot in the western Alaska village of Togiak. Alaska State Troopers report that a six-year-old was shot by a 10-year-old playing with a loaded .22 caliber gun. It says the firearm was unsecured in the home where family members were present when the shooting occurred Wednesday night. Troopers say a VPSO and health aides responded and attempted CPR, but the six-year-old was pronounced dead at the local clinic. Senator Dan Sullivan has joined fellow Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski in criticizing President Trump's comment that both sides were to blame for last weekend's violence in Charlottesville, Virginia. Alaska Public Media reports that, like Murkowski, Sullivan posted a strong statement on Facebook. Sullivan's post says, quote, "Anything less than complete and unambiguous condemnation of white supremacists, neo-Nazis, and the KKK by the President of the United States is unacceptable," period, unquote. Alaska Congressman Don Young, meanwhile, declined to answer a question about Charlottesville during a Thursday press conference in Anchorage with other Western State House members. Young's spokesman later provided a written statement in which Young says, quote, "I stand united with Americans from across all corners and demographics of our nation in condemning the violence, hatred, and bigotry in Charlottesville, Virginia," unquote. Several Fairbanks Correctional Center inmates are charged with rioting and assault for their roles in a disturbance at the jail yesterday. According to Alaska State Trooper report, about 15 inmates involved surrendered after chemical irritants were deployed by troopers. Trooper Captain Ron Wall says no inmates escaped and nobody was seriously hurt in the midday incident, which was resolved in about an hour and a half.
The scene was secured from the outside. The facility was secured. At no time was there a breach of the facility. And the corrections officers team that is trained to do this resolved the situation with the assistance of support members from the Alaska State Troopers Special Emergency Reaction Team.
Troopers say inmates broke windows, but damage to the facility was otherwise limited. Troopers have not said what incited unrest at the jail. Wilbur Street, where Fairbanks Correctional Center is located, was shut down for about an hour and 45 minutes during the incident and response. About 50 people gathered outside Alaska Department of Fish and Game Fairbanks headquarters yesterday to protest a state wolf control program. The protesters, organized by Alaskans for Wildlife, want Fish and Game to immediately halt a long-running seasonal wolf kill in an area east of Fairbanks. The winter-spring program has not been successful at growing the 40-mile caribou herd as intended and is scheduled to end next spring. Protester and hunter Frank Maxwell says it does not make sense to run it another year in light of Fish and Game's own research.
Limitations on the caribou populations are not due to wolves or predation. It's due to nutritional stress, as their studies have said. So it's just wasting animals, wasting life, and wasting money.
The 40-mile area kill is the state's largest wolf control program. Over 1,000 wolves have been shot from aircraft since 2004. Fish and Game Regional Supervisor Darren Bruning says despite indications that habitat is limiting caribou herd growth, the state will continue the wolf kill another year for research reasons.
Having 7 years of high-intensity removal data to compare to the previous 7 years of low-intensity removal data is the most consistent, reasonable, and responsible approach to take into account the values of wolves.
Bruning maintains the comparison data is important to all interests,
including the International 40-Mile Harvest Management Coalition and those who do not support predation control or are unsure about its benefit. The analyses and comparisons of both removal regimes will provide information to all vested interests.
Bruning says the program will halt in the spring of 2018, after which biologists will analyze the data, then see how the caribou fare without wolf control. Protester Sean McGuire with Alaskans for Wildlife says continuing the wolf kill for another season just for science is wrong.
I mean, these wolves are very intelligent, highly social creatures. To run an experiment on them when it's not even going to help the caribou herd, that is really outrageous.
McGuire adds that the predator control program costs Fish and Game over $37,000 per wolf harvested, spending the cash-strapped state cannot afford. The state's Bruning says the 40-mile area wolf kill is only being temporarily halted. He could not say when it might resume. The federal government is moving forward with its review of the company Hillcorp's proposal to drill for oil in the Arctic Ocean just off the coast of Alaska. Alaska Public Media reports that the Liberty Project could be the first oil production platform in federal waters in the Arctic. Several similar developments are already operating in state waters. Hillcorp wants to build an artificial gravel island 5 miles off the coast in the Beaufort Sea near Prudhoe Bay. Oil would be carried to shore in a pipeline buried under the sea floor. The Bureau of Ocean Energy Management released a draft environmental review of the project yesterday. The agency will take public comment on the proposal through mid-November. Several environmental groups have already spoken out against the project, citing a months-long gas leak from one of Hillcorp's fuel lines in Cook Inlet this spring. I'm Dan Bross.